Blog Talk Radio.
Philadelphia wants Brett, Mississippi owned, Brett
Favre. I mean, really, if Brett did not go to the Saints or the Cowboys, I would love for him to play with one of my favorite NFL players, Michael Vick. I mean, I think that would be just a super duo. I mean, Terrell and Chad, you know, where they were Batman and Robin last year with Cincinnati Bengals. But, wow, this is a super duo if that deal happens where Brett plays with Michael Vick. I still would love to see him play for the Saints or the Cowboys. But if he didn't play for those two teams, I definitely support him going to Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia and Michael Vick are showing interest in him. So why not? So let's see him do something one more time. I just had to say that. But, you know, much love to my guys, Saints and Cowboys and just all 32 teams. Because, I mean, I really definitely must get that. I have no tattoos. So after years, I've said that I'm going to get the Prince Love symbol tattoo on my forearm. And I've always said that I would get the, well, I hope I won't get in trouble. A lot of fans and supporters do have NFL on their symbols, I know, on their skin. I think I'm definitely going to get that NFL logo tattoo on my shoulder with the Cowboys and the Saints on both sides, and then a representative of all 32 teams, because I wholeheartedly love all 32 teams. I have favorite executives, favorite coaches, favorite vets, favorite guys that have retired and gone on to football heaven to play for all 32 teams, and I just love NFL. I love sports, period, too, but, you know, just NFL, just, I'm so glad that we're back in business. I'm tuned to Mike and Mike, but today, you know, I have said, and I would continue the show from yesterday's show, talking about America's obsession with healthy eating. And I know the ending part of, I continued my show after the 30 minutes duration ended, and I talked about, I shared like top 10 health tips, and I'm going to reshare those because as I reviewed and listened to yesterday's show, I noticed that there was technical difficulties or something going on with the sound, and I could not hear all the tips that I shared. So I'm going to recap those tips for those that did listen in entirety but couldn't hear the tips completely, and those of you that do not hear the live stream and, you know, don't download the show and so on. So I'm going to recap that, and I'm going to go ahead and share those top 10 healthy fast food restaurants in America that Health.com shared in a couple years ago. I'm still researching and finding out what are the current restaurants for 2011 that's out there that are the healthiest. Because like I said, Taco Bell, I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell is one of my favorite fast food restaurants. And Taco Bell, they're like their healthy menu. I mean, it's filled with fantastic dishes and at good prices, too. So, you know, shout out to Taco Bell. There's many other places I love now. You all know I love burgers and so on and so on. But, yeah, but that's not on the top 10. But I'm going to recap those top 10 health tips and talk about a couple other things. And before we get into talking about other things, because, you know, people are interested in, that's why I'm talking about it. We're obsessed. We're interested in healthy living. It's important for us to just start at baby steps. We can put off and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start this exercise program on such a date. But we can always start now. You know, if there's not going back for second helpings, or if there's a change in our servings from major, big servings to the servings that are recommended. And I'm like you guys. Those servings that are recommended, oh my God. Sometimes when I see the actual serving of a dish, I'm like, oh my God, it's not even enough for a baby. But I mean, it's important for us to practice portion control. I mean, oh my God. I mean, sometimes portion control to me is just like, just, you know, is what I call, you know, tasting the food in preparation for your main meal. So I know I'm cracking up, but really, and I thank you all for spending quality time with me, you know, talking about certain topics and influencing certain topics. And I'll be so glad when my browser is upgraded so you guys can call, and ladies can call in and talk with me and get scores and just, you know, share your thoughts with me. No prankers allowed, okay? It seemed like when that prankster called, I got jinxed. And I don't believe in jinxes. I got jinxed and hadn't been able to retrieve phone calls, but hopefully I will. Tomorrow we are going to talk about the NFL lockout. Are we ready for some football? We're definitely ready for some football. And Thursday we're going to talk about Austin Brown. Introducing Austin Brown. He is so, his music is so hot. Oh, yeah, I was about to say he is so hot. Is he not? I mean, it's just something about the Jackson's genes anyway. They are gorgeous. That's a gorgeous family. I mean, really. So, I mean, is he not hot? He is hot. Yes, he is. So we're going to talk about him on Thursday night. That'll be the day after his big appearance on the George Lopez show on Lopez Tonight. I cannot wait. I am literally counting down the days, and I can't believe we're at one day. I sound like his big Austin fans. I mean, you all should network with his fans. I'm talking about the ones that run fan sites. They are so much fun. I mean, Chris Angel has fun. His the Loyals are fun to network with. And you know Prince, my God, my fellow Purple Peeps. Shout out to all my Purple Peeps and shout out to Prince and MPG. They are just funking up the place across seas during their European tour. Can't wait till you guys come back and continue touring the U.S. back home. Because you all covered the Northeast. You all covered L.A., so it covered North Carolina, a couple other places. So I can't wait till you all come back and hit the Midwest, where Prince is from, and down here in the Deep South. You know, we're you all to come down here and just do a funky good thing. And I think Shelby's been like covering Misty Blues when they come down to Mississippi, down to a near area in the Deep South. I love to see her perform with Dorothy Moore. Dorothy Moore resides here in Jackson, Mississippi. She's from Mississippi. She was once married to a second cousin of mine. Matter of fact, when Misty Blue was a hit in the early 90s. But wow, I mean, third cousin, because he's my mother's second cousin. But wow, this is just amazing. I'm in a pretty cool mood this morning. Regardless of some of the negative things that's just been happening, bad news of happening about deaths and, you know, none and celebrities and non-celebs and just, you know, just news of the world. But then there are happy things happening too. And all of us should be so blessed to be alive today at this minute, at this moment, at this second, because we're not promised the next second, the next moment, the next minute, right? So it's important for us to spread love, and regardless of our religious belief or non-religious belief, it's important for us to spread happy thoughts and spread love. And like Prince say, love one another. What's in the Bible? To learn one another. You know, so that's very important to live that way. Again, I'm going to go ahead and recap. I'm in the chat room. If anybody want to join me in the chat room, I might not can retrieve your phone calls, but I can definitely chat with you in the chat room. So you can join me in the chat room. We do have 14 minutes of the regular scheduled time. And, yeah, clap, 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 I started on time today. Even though I started today at 8:30, I've been having a complications with being on and offline. So I went ahead and scheduled the show for 8:30 because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to be on air or not. And then I was trying to think of ways that maybe I could still be on air without being online, just calling in, doing the show. So thankfully, I am online. I'm in the chat room right now, and I'm talking to you guys, and I'm tuned to Mike and Mike, and I'm just, you know, just delighted. But I'm looking at something, because on my Facebook page, I mentioned something about I pray today would be a non-stress day. And I'm looking at something right now, and it's not even planned for the show. I didn't even plan to share this. But it's about giving yourself a self-massage. Quick hands on stress relief. Got a minute? I'm looking at a newsletter from Top Health. It's not a recent newsletter, but it's something good to share because I know I'm not the only one that deals with stress. We all deal with stress. And there's good stress and bad stress, but, you know, I do my best not to get super excited, like super happy, and I try myself not to get too stressful concerning negative situations also. But, you know, stress relief is so important, you know, to just relax your body and just be comfortable and so on. But this little tidbit article I'm looking at talks about, got a minute, get a massage, self-massage that is. These moves relieve tension around your head, neck, and shoulders and hands. Number one, the scalp soother. Place your thumbs behind your ears and spread fingers on top of your head. Move your scalp back and forth slightly by making circles with your fingertips for 15 to 20 seconds. Two is the eye easer. Close your eyes and place your ring finger directly under your eyebrows near the bridge of your nose. Slowly increase pressure for 5 seconds. Then gently release. Repeat this 2 to 3 times. Then it's the shoulder saver. Place your left hand on the right side of your neck by your shoulder. Press fingers firmly into the muscle while tucking your chin in toward your chest. Exhale and hold for 10 seconds. Release, then repeat on the left side. The palm pleaser. Lace your fingers together, leaving thumbs free. Slowly knead your left thumb into the palm of your right hand for 20 to 30 seconds. Then repeat on your left hand. Okay. Well, how you guys like that? Some of you might already know about that, and some of you might need to be reminded of that. And some of you probably are saying, thank you, Beth, and you're welcome. Yes, indeed. And then I'm looking at something else about brown sugar, because you all know I told you I love sugar. I love brown sugar. I love white sugar. I love sugar, period. I love Splenda. I love Equal. I love all. But brown sugar and white sugar, they're both sucrose. The difference is brown sugar has a small amount of molasses added for coloring and flavoring. But it has no nutritional advantages over its white counterpart. But I love both of them. Brown sugar, yummy, yummy. White sugar, yummy, yummy. Love both. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and recap what I had talked about yesterday towards the end of the show for those of you that were listening and those of you that attempted to listen to my archive show after when the show was not on live. Because you know you can listen to all my shows from the beginning, from day one, from March 21st to present time. When you visit my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTUREShOKENT-Beth. I spell out Culture Shock to you guys because it's not spelled the normal way that you spell culture and shock. It's spelled KULTUREShOKENT. Whenever you see Culture Shock Entertainment, Culture Shock, and spelled that way, you know 99.99999% that's me. Okay? I'm on WordPress, you know, Tumblr. I created Culture Shock Entertainment in the 90s, in the early 90s. My company was original. I'm a proprietor. But then also I'm looking for a job, and you all know I'm getting ready to go back to school. But I started Culture Shock Entertainment in the early 90s. And, you know, on one of my getting to know me, I'll talk more about myself personally and professionally in the near future, answer some FAQ questions, you know, frequently asked questions in the near future. But I try to share a little bit of myself with you all through the show. But really, my thing is I like to expose and promote talented people and those that are making a difference, organizations, events. I like to expose and promote. I am a natural. I consider myself a natural-born salesperson. I love to promote. I love to promote. I love to promote, regardless of the talents that I do have. But selling and promoting is a talent. And, yeah, sometimes you have your rough times, just like any other salesperson. You have your good moments and you have your not good moments. You know, but one thing about promoting, it's always good about promoting and publicizing things. But then also, you know, it's good to focus and to realize what your other talents are and your real talents are. Like I love sketching and designing and writing and, you know, just a plethora of things. And, you know, when I was a little girl, I've always loved hosts. And I always loved admiring and inquiring with hosts and producers and so on. So, you know, it's always like, okay, what's behind that production? What is behind that, you know? So I have something I wanted to share with you all regarding the conversation I had with Reggie Ruffinett. And thank you, Reggie Ruffinett. Reggie Ruffinett last week sent me a Dallas Mavs T-shirt. From Dallas, and then he also, Saturday, I was surprised to reach his mailbox. I had just mailed some March samples to a Facebook friend in Fort Worth, and I was surprised to see in my mailbox a Sports Illustrated, the 2011 commemorative copy of NBA Champions Sports Illustrated copy titled Sports Illustrated presents the Mavericks. So I thank Reg Ruffinett for sending me a copy of the mag, because here in Jackson, they're probably hard to find at the local bookstores. I had been a subscriber to Sports Illustrated, but I need to renew my subscription. So I'm glad that Reggie Ruffinett was so kindly to send me a copy of Sports Illustrated Presents the Mavericks. I have not had an opportunity to read not one article, but I will. But I'm looking at it now. I'm just loving it. But let me go ahead and recap the 10 weight loss tips to get ready to slim down without back-breaking efforts. And this was from the website mydailymoment.com, and I shared it yesterday. But like I said, there were some interruptions within that portion of the show. And I went backwards. I remember that. And 10 is don't be afraid to exercise. Walk, jog, swim, ride a bike, clean the house. And like I said, I'm familiar with most of those things. Do long work, anything to make you sweat. Burn those fats. It is. It's good. It's good for your heart. It's good to have your heart pumping and have that blood flowing, you know. 9, don't overdo it, though, too. You know, it's good to do things, but you have to listen to yourself and listen to your body. This is me talking. You don't want to overexert yourself. 9, accept the fact that even the best diet plans may not work out at the start. Don't ruin the positive steps by thinking negatively that one cannot lose weight. You know, you have to be consistent. You have to be committed to that. 8, stay committed to positive goals you've set. Willpower and determination are important. Focusing on the end result of your weight loss program will help you stay on track. And really, it would. Stay focused. Do your best not to be distracted. If you feel yourself getting distracted, quickly get back on track. 7, keep your negative emotions on a leash. That's what I was just talking about earlier about stress. Because negative emotions cause your system to produce stress hormones. And stress hormones, in return, cause one to gain weight. And six, don't skip your meals, especially breakfast. Breakfast is real important. You know, I mentioned to you that even you can talk to any athlete, and if you network with any of your athletes or if you have any in your family or you talk with them, most athletes do tell you don't miss your breakfast. And I talked about Reggie Bush, even talked about, posed the question to some of his followers and Facebook friends if they looked at breakfast the way he does. I definitely do. Ever since grade school, breakfast really gets you started. It's like the gas, putting gas in a car. Yeah, food, breakfast to a human being and an animal, period, probably is like getting you started. And so breakfast starts your day. Skipping the meal makes your blood sugar drop, and making that makes your food cravings increase. And don't gulp down your food. Eat slowly. You know, really chew your food. Yum, yum, yum. But honestly, I gobble. I tell you all, I will gobble. I like to chew my every bite. But sometimes some food, some dishes are just so yummy. I be so much in a hurry to yum, 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 yum. You know what I'm talking about, right? But number four, your choice of music determines the amount of your food intake. Now, I have even shared with you with my own tips and information that I learned during my fashion modeling classes at Hines Community College in Raymond. Shout out to Hines also. Hines Community College is introducing a film program this year, either at the Raymond or at the Rankin County campus, or both of the campuses. But I was a student and a graduate of the Raymond campus at Hines Community College. But when I was studying sales and marketing distributive technology specialized in fashion merchandising, design, and retail management at Hines in the late 80s. I loved all my classes, but my fashion modeling classes, that's really fun. And one of my teachers, you know, and I shared this info with you all regarding weight management, and she stressed how important it is not to, you know, look at television as you eat. But number four right here talks about your choice of music determines the amount of your food intake. Research has revealed that when upbeat music is played in the background, one eats faster and more. And number three, get enough sleep at night. Lack of sleep adversely affects weight loss. Don't live a sedentary life. Don't be a couch potato. It's okay to chill, but don't be sedentary. You know, be active. Live an active lifestyle, personally and professionally. Some things that you can do to be active, do it. Walk those extra 10 steps. Park at the end of the parking lot, et cetera. And number one, something that we all know, stay clear of fatty foods. On your cheat days, yeah, it's okay to eat a little bit of something. That's just me talking. But stay clear of fatty foods, you know. And if you know you won't act right and overeat your fatty foods, just to your boredom, period. And what's up, live a healthy life. I still need to share with you all the 10 healthy fast food restaurants. The show is preparing to stop live streaming, but I'm going to continue talking about the healthy fast food restaurants that Health.com shared a couple years ago. And we will continue this conversation, but I'm going to keep on talking about those 10 restaurants, and then we're going to talk some more because this is an ongoing conversation. But I thank you all for your support, and thank you to, you know, all the supporters and all the advertisers. Again, Hef.com reported in a couple years ago that the 10 top healthiest fast food restaurants were 10 Taco Del Mar, 9 Einstein Brothers Bagels, 8 Mickey D's. And you all be talking about McDonald's. Some people talk about McDonald's and McDonald's not healthy. But McDonald's is always introducing health-conscious foods to their menu. 7 Atlanta Bread, 6 Chipotle, 5 Corner Bakery Cafe, 4 Noodles and Company, 3 Auburn Payne, 2 Jason's Deli, and 1 Panera's Bread. Now, But most of those restaurants not in my Jackson metropolitan area. Some of them might be like outside of the Jackson metropolitan area, but some of them are. And then, like I said, these are all across America, in different cities and suburbs and rural areas of America. Those were considered the top 10 healthiest fast food restaurants a couple of years ago. So I'm going to continue to find out what are the healthiest now. But there's so many others. I mean, Subway, we all know, well, Jason's Deli is on there, but we know Subway is a healthy restaurant, a healthy fast food restaurant. And there's many, many more. So you all also let me know. You know, tweet me, message me, talk to me in the chat room and share with me someone just gave me a kiss in the chat room. Hello, Miss Pretty. I love you back, too. So, but yes. So thank you all for the love. But yes, yes, yes. But what was I saying? Love distracts me. When someone sends me love, I get distracted. But share with me some of your favorite health-conscious fast food restaurants. It's important for us to network and encourage each other to live healthy lives and to eat healthy and fun foods. Who says that healthy foods are blah? You know, there are fun, healthy foods, and we can eat healthy foods if we're cooking the food ourselves at home or getting the special food delivered to us, healthy foods, or because that's a whole other topic. We need to talk about the foods that we can receive at our own front door, healthy, packaged foods also. And then also it's important for us to know when we're out and there's a row of fast food restaurants up and down a block, a street, or in a mall, or a shopping area, or anywhere, it's important for us to know, hey, which restaurants have the most health-conscious but delicious foods on their menu. That's important for us to know, right? So we have to share and keep networking and encouraging each other, okay? Well, thank you so much, and you're welcome. I'm glad that you do enjoy listening to me. I'm getting love. I might end up getting teary-eyed because you all know I get teary-eyed when I'm happy. And I thank you, and I thank you. I love you listening to me. And I thank you for encouraging me, and you do understand that I am developing. The show is in developmental stages, and but I thank you also because it's an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's all about us doing our best to live positive and productive lives on a daily basis. Even when we're talking about topics that aren't so happy, but for us to always whenever we're not listening to the show, to at least know that we can spread love and share good information with our friends and our fellow, for all people in our lives. But thank you so much. And be sure to tune in tomorrow so we can talk about the NFL lockout. Even some of you all non-sports lovers, be sure to tune in because I know this interests you all. This is like a soap opera. The drama continues. The saga continues. What's next? Who's doing what, right? Who all loves basketball-wise? I know I do. So I need to catch up on basketball-wise, too, because I think it comes on Monday nights, and I missed the Monday night. So I need to and The Bachelorette, I was so sleepy last night. I had to go to sleep, so I missed The Bachelorette. And I did see a little bit of The President, but I was so sleepy. So we'll talk about more things like that also. But tomorrow will be NFL lockout. Thursday, the hot and fabulous Austin Brown of the Royal Jackson's family. And don't miss him on Wednesday night on the George Lopez show. And so on. But I thank you so much, and God bless you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.